Your emotional wave is your greatest portal into your creativity. And if you don't yet know how to use that to access the creativity in your business, then you're going to want to stick around for this episode.
Welcome to Unjaded. This is your straight talk, shoot from the hip, wrapped in a little bit of love, Human Design for Business podcast. We talk a lot here about clarifying your message so that you can bring in paying clients with ease. And ease is different from easy. Stick around to find out how we roll here. I'm your host, Vicki Dixon. I am a 2-4 emotional manifesting generator, light on the emotional, and I'm a quad right in human design. In real speak, I am an entrepreneur of 30 plus years. I've had every kind of business there is, and I always say that business is my love language. I can't wait to dive in with you here on the podcast.
My name is Vicki Dixon, and I am an emotional authority in human design. And that was the most shocking piece of information for me when I came into the human design space. I was surrounded by people in my human design training who were in love with their emotional wave. They understood how to work with it. They saw it as a gift. They looked forward to the lows because they knew a high was coming. And I was sitting back going, are you freaking kidding me right now? Because I couldn't grasp how this could be a gift. I couldn't even really feel my emotions. So today we're going to walk through the different types of waves. We're going to walk through the subconscious versus the conscious wave. We're going to go through each and every one of the waves. And I'm going to share my experience of being in my wave over the past few days and coming out of it. Because it's fresh for me right now, so I can walk you through what you might experience in your own wave. I promise you that understanding your wave, if you're emotionally defined, is going to be the biggest gift of your human design. Once you learn how to work with your emotional wave, and I'm going to invite you to be patient with yourself because it may take years. I know mine has. But once you learn to work with it, it's just so crazy that the creativity and the flow that can open up in your life. So first things first, what does emotional authority look like in your human design? If you have your emotional solar plexus colored in, that's considered defined. If your emotional solar plexus is colored in, you are automatically an emotional authority. And that's just over half of the population. So chances are, if you aren't an emotional authority, someone that you love is, because usually we marry each other or we spend time with each other a lot. I know that's the case in my family. If your emotional solar plexus is not colored in, if it's white, that means that it's undefined or open if there's no gate activations there. And what can happen is that you can feel like you're emotional, but those emotions aren't yours. With an undefined emotional solar plexus, you're actually here to be wise about emotions, not to necessarily feel all the feelings yourself. But what will happen is that you will amplify the feelings of those around you or the emotions of those around you who are emotionally defined. This has been huge in my relationship with my husband. If you were to meet us, you would assume that he is the emotional person because he feels things very, very deeply. He is an empath and he will amplify my emotions. He almost always feels my emotional wave before I know it's coming. It's usually at least 2 days before it comes, before it hits me, before I know it's hitting me, that he will be feeling it, and it makes him very, very uncomfortable. So there are tools. That's another episode. This one is for the emotionally defined person, but I should do one for tools for the emotionally undefined person as well. Okay, so that's what it looks like in your chart. If you don't have your human design chart, just pause this episode, head on over to my website. I'll link it in the show notes. It's VickiDixon.com, and run your chart so that you can see if that center is colored in or not, and then you'll know what you're dealing with. If it is colored in, you will have a channel defined from your emotional solar plexus. And what that means is it's going to be a full line connecting your emotional solar plexus to another center, either your throat, your will center, your sacral center, or your root center. It's going to connect with a line between two numbers. And those two numbers, that line is going to indicate your wave. So there are six different emotional waves. The 59-6 is the source wave. And oftentimes this is the most steady of waves. Your emotions kind of go on an even keel. It could be even for years. And usually it's going to take someone else with the 59-6, because that's all about intimacy and bonding. It's going to take someone else to really throw you off kilter with that wave. And like I said, it's not going to happen very often. And then you're going to very quickly go back down to normal, whatever normal is for you. Then we have the 40-37 and the 19-49. These are tribal waves. These waves are based on needs. So whenever you're feeling like your needs are not being met, or the need of someone in your tribe isn't being met, that could be something that triggers a wave. I want to clarify this, though, because this was a misunderstanding that I had with my wave. I feel like in the human design space, because we know that different waves are based on needs or passions or expectation, sometimes we think that we can avoid hitting a wave, or we can avoid going through an emotional wave by making sure all our needs are met. But if you have this tribal wave, you're actually supposed to be having waves in your design. Your emotions are meant to flow with your emotional authority. So these waves tend to be pretty fierce. Think rage, anger and rage is what's going to come out with these tribal waves. And then it's going to be over. As quickly as you erupt, you can go back to normal and things are kind of on an even keel. Not so with my wave. My wave is based on expectations. So there are two of those waves. They are collective waves. They are the 41-30 and the 35-36. Both of these waves are all about expectations. They're about having the experience. The 41-30 is connected with the root center. So with this is my wave, and I often feel a pressure. It's a pressure for something to change, a pressure to experience or to feel something different. The 35-36 is the Evel Knievel channel in human design. So you may feel this desire to have an experience, this desire to have an adventure, this desire to do something different. That's part of your wave. And what can happen with this wave is that there can be high, high, high highs and low, low, low lows. It ratchets. So you're going to go up and down, up and down, up and down. And there's nothing wrong with you if that's happening in your life. That is actually how you're designed. Then we have the individual wave. And the individual wave is based on passion. This is channel 3955 and 1222. And oftentimes people with these individual waves have a lot of melancholy in their design, and they've been conditioned to believe that that's wrong. With these channels, either the 1222 or the 3955, your melancholy is one of your greatest gifts. You have a certain moodiness about you, a depth of your emotion that can make other people uncomfortable, but that doesn't matter because it's not about them, it's about you. With these individual waves, you want to allow yourself to sink into the melancholy as it comes along, because there's something there for you. Your mood with the 1222, your mood will set the tone for the room. You will influence others. They will feel your mood just by you being there. It's really important with these individual waves that you honor yourself by not doing things when you don't feel like doing them. If you're invited to a pool party and all of a sudden you find out that you're in your wave and you feel really melancholy, you're going to kind of taint the air in that gathering, just because that's how your emotions are designed to. So it's really important that you understand that when you're not in the mood, you need to opt out. That's like full on permission for you to opt out of it. Okay, so what does it feel like to be in the wave? This is a question that I get a lot of times, and it took me probably almost 3 years of living my human design to really start to understand my wave. I know that a lot of people in the human design space will tell you that you can track your wave, and I've certainly done that with clients as well. If you're tracking your wave, I would love for it to be because you want to understand how it feels in your body. You want to understand how you're processing emotions and the things that are coming up for you. I don't love for people to track their waves so that they can time them. And that's because I feel like that can allow us to bypass some of the emotions that are coming up and some of the experiences that are coming up for us to have. When you are timing your cycle of your waves, you can fall into this pattern of being, oh, my wave is coming, so I'm just going to whatever, which isn't really allowing you to get into the emotion that you're experiencing with that particular wave and process and move your way through it. I'm going to tell you what my wave feels like. And most of the clients that I've worked with, no matter what type of wave they have, this is the kind of feeling that they may have in their body as they move through it. So with the emotional wave comes exhaustion. It's like walking through quicksand. In my business, even though there are things that I should, and I'm putting that in air quotes, be doing, I feel like I'm walking through quicksand and I can't get the things done that I need to get done in my business. There's no joy in them. Everything feels hard. I guess that's the way to put it. Everything feels hard. Another thing is that I have a lot of brain fog. And this is what I want you to start to think about if you are working with your emotional wave. How unclear are your thoughts when you're in a wave? This is no time to be making decisions. So oftentimes in the human design space, we'll hear how you make a decision as emotional authority is that you go through X number of days, weeks, months, whatever. And if at any point in your wave, it's a no, then it has to be a no. Well, if that was the case for me, I would never do anything because in the low of my wave, everything is going to be a no. So this last wave that I was in, I had gone to a mastermind prior to my wave hitting. I had gone to a mastermind event, a live mastermind event with 200 people. I'm a second line in my human design, which means that I need time away to retreat. So the experience of the mastermind and the time afterwards was different for me. I had these high expectations, which yes, my challenge in life is to not have those expectations with the 4130 or to not be so attached to those expectations. Nonetheless, I had expectations that I would be able to go to my Airbnb after, I would be able to relax, I would be able to process what I had come through at the mastermind for me. And none of that happened. We ended up being go, 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 go the entire week. So my second line didn't get a chance to come down. And my emotional wave was feeling like really the pressure around this did not meet my expectations. Now, I had gone to the mastermind wanting to get clarity around a business membership that I am going to be bringing to you in the next couple of weeks. And I just couldn't grasp it. And I couldn't grasp it because I was starting my emotional wave. And then over the next week or so, when I should, again in air quotes, have been able to get a hold of that and bring it all together. And, you know, time is running out. I wanted to do this on May 1st, all of these things, but it was still murky. Really, really murky. I was working it out with one of the participants in my mastermind, and I was working it out with ChatGPT, journaling it out, all of the things, but nothing was coming together. My thoughts just were not clear. And that's because I was in my emotional wave. Typically in an emotional wave, your mind feels murky and mucky, and that's okay. Just take the pressure off yourself by letting yourself have a pass. When you're in your emotional wave, not only do you not make decisions, you don't push yourself through. I said to a friend the other day, I have no idea how for almost 50 years I pushed myself through my emotional wave because now I cannot do it. I ended up napping every day for 4 or 5 days. And there was a couple of days even where I was back in bed by 10 in the morning. And that's not like me. But this wave was stronger than the others. So oftentimes with this collective wave, I will get little waves. It's these highs and lows, highs and lows, highs and lows, this ratchety wave. And it's not really a massive deal, but every few months it gets to be a massive deal. And sinking into self-care is necessary. Sleeping, walking in nature, journaling, doing the things that actually relax my nervous system and allow me to feel my emotions. So here's another thing about your emotional wave. I mean, there's so much we could do in a reading. I could do a whole reading on just your emotional wave and how to work with your emotional wave because there's so much for each and every one of us with this. But one of the things to notice is whether your wave is conscious or unconscious. So on your human design chart, is it red or black? Mine is red, subconscious. Also, my emotional solar plexus is completely disconnected. My emotional solar plexus in my root is where my split is. They're completely disconnected from the rest of my design. And that forms my authority, the biggest piece of my design. But I can't get a hold of it sometimes. No wonder I say that I'm light on the emotional. I was raised not to feel my emotions, like maybe you were as well. And it's subconscious. I'm not aware of it most of the time. It's not who I think I am. And it's detached from the rest of my design. So this means it's a little more nuanced for me to kind of get in there and feel those emotions. If yours is black, that channel is black or conscious in your design, you may well be way more aware of your emotions than I had been for almost 50 years. You may be someone who identifies as an emotional person. You're like, oh yeah, that's totally me. I can totally feel that, because it's who you think you are. It's part of your personality. So you want to be looking at that. Is it conscious? Is it unconscious? Not that it's going to change your wave at all, but it might change how you understand how you can best relate to it, how you understand, oh, okay, that's why I don't necessarily feel it, because it's subconscious for me. Okay, so how do you work with your emotional wave in your business? Lean in here, because this is really going to be juicy. When you are on the upswing of your wave, when you feel yourself just starting to come out of your wave, you will start to experience clarity. For me, it feels like the clouds are parting, or the parting of the Red Sea. It's that drastic for me. It's like all of a sudden angels are singing, "Whoa!" Everything opens up and oh my gosh, I'm clear. I actually hear myself singing that song. I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. That's how it feels when you're coming out of your emotional wave. If you have sunk in to self-care when you've been in your wave, if you have processed the things that are coming through for you when you're in your wave, then you get to have this beautiful upswing. And that, my friend, is the portal into your most creative self. Right there, coming out of that wave, that's where you feel all of the things and you're so clear on your way to move forward. This membership that I was talking about, that I probably, I've spent about 2 years really formatting this membership and really feeling my way through it, which may seem ridiculous to you, but I have membership trauma, which might be a topic for another day. And I didn't want to get into something that I didn't want to get out of. I have the 4629 defined. I have to have an empowered yes, because when I commit to the right things, man alive, they are magical, but only when they are the right things. When I say yes to the wrong things, then I get stuck in them and I can't get a way out because I've said yes. But that's a topic for another day. This membership that had been percolating within me for so very long, and then there was so much angst around it for probably 2 or 3 months, really a lot of angst in the midst of my wave, until I was able to just like let it go. Let go of the pressure, let go of the expectation, just let it go, be with it, be with the discomfort of the emotions, and then coming out on that upswing, it was such clarity around what needed to happen. And it wasn't anything that I had thought was going to happen. That's important to note. It wasn't anything that these people in my mastermind had told me should happen with my membership. It was something completely different that I never would have thought of had I not sat with my emotions around it. And that's the gift for you as well. No matter what type of a wave you have, when you are able to really sink into your wave and start to allow yourself to feel the feels, start to allow yourself to flow with your emotions as you move through your life, allow yourself to sink into it when you have a wave, and then watch for that upswing. And that's always going to be the biggest gift in your life and in your business. Now, if you would love to unpack this further, go ahead and send me a message on Instagram. I love to hear from you. I love to have conversations about human design and about business. And I promise I will reply, and it will really be me, not someone pretending to be me, a VA or a robot. The other thing that I'm going to invite you to follow along with me for is this membership. At the time of this recording, I don't have all of the pieces in place yet, but as a manifesting generator, you know I move quickly, and you know it will be ready for you probably by the time this airs. So take a look at the show notes if it calls to you. What this membership is going to be the place where you can come in and set up the bones of your business. Why? Because so many entrepreneurs that I see, whether they're in the human design space or not, maybe leaning into their human design, maybe leaning into their spiritual tools, but don't have any structure in their business. They don't know how to write a sales page. They don't know how to create an offer. They don't know how to launch. All of these things are big pieces of your business. And you may be someone who's worked with a lot of coaches before, and you have all of these pieces of your business, but nothing is working together and nothing is connecting. This is one of my superpowers in my design. I just see what needs to happen. I've run a lot of businesses almost every kind of business that there is over the last three decades. And I know how to get the pieces in place with you. And it's really important to me to support you as you grow your business in a way that is sustainable for you, building a sustainable business with sustainable support. So keep an eye out for that. I'll be talking about it on Instagram. It'll be in the show notes here for you by the time that this episode goes live. And I would love to get to work with you inside. We're going to be working with human design and with business. So no matter how you're emotionally defined, you're going to understand how to use that to build your business in a sustainable way.